good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it.
Uh-oh.
What?
Hello?
Oh, there he goes. I see him walking across the room. He was sitting right there. Hey, it's 7 past the hour on the Good Day Show. Doug's walking around the room in his boxing shorts. Check it out at gooddayshow.com.
Watch the video stream at DougStephan.com.
Do you have pants on, by the way?
No.
I don't have pants. And I have my...
put some pants on,
I have
on,
my sexy...
my sexy...
I see that T-shirt. The T-shirt's kind of cool. I like
the
it.
The T-shirt is a genuine Indian communication. These are not American Indians, however. These are Brazilian Indians. You know, the Indians, they don't call them Indians, but they were whatever the natives were. We have many natives. Most of the natives here came. There's a collision. I don't mean that in a physical sense. Well, yeah, I guess they do because they intermingled and you know what, so that the...
Boom, chicka, bam, bam.
Yeah, bam, 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 bam. So the people that came across from Russia over the Aleutian Island chain into... from Siberia into Alaska, what we know now, the Eskimos. Those are the original Native Americans. And they came down through Canada and into America. And as that was happening, America really had not much. There were very few beings here that walked on two legs.
Just a bunch of buffalo.
Right. Well, not a lot of that sort of thing. But America, or what we call the North American continent, was probably the last of the continents to be habitated by humans on the planet. So anyway, and I don't know, why did they go to South America? Why did the spaceships land in South America instead of North America?
Here we go.
Why did they land in Africa and Asia instead of here? So as the South Americans moved up through the what we now call Central America into Mexico and into our country, and the others came down, there's a connection that was made. And this is a long story about the shirt.
I know. This is all about your sexy shirt you were talking about.
Well, but the shirt is, I'm going to stand up here. There's some kind of community. I don't know. It was never explained to me what this was, but it was given to me by a native, and I was told that there's deep
from
meaning.
His reservation, Old Navy.
No. Don't be a smart apple. We have kids, Jennifer. So I don't know. I asked what it meant. My son knew what it meant at some point in time. But it's a kind of colorful, isn't it? Wouldn't you say
it's cool.
It looks
like
a native. It's a native shirt. Yeah, native. We like natives.
Native.
I like natives.
It looks
in
like
the springtime.
An artist's rendition of the rays of the sun.
Well, there's a message. I don't know. If somebody's looking at this, if you're following the stream at DougStephan.com, maybe you can want me to stand up again so you get a good... Can you see the whole shot of it? Can you see the whole thing?
Yeah, I can see the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, so that's that story, and it's a good one. We got stories? Have we got stories for you? It's Monday, the 1st of August, that I'm trying to get people as we start the new month. excuse me. I realize my communication skills sometimes leave something to be...
bounces around a little bit.
Desired. No, I try, when I'm really into somebody or something, I will stop at nothing to serve them, help them, do what I think is good for them. And, sometimes people just are stuck. People don't want to, they'll say they want to change, they want to change my life. Okay, what does that mean?
And what are you going to do about it?
I've been through the change of life, and there was nobody pushing me to do it, and that's probably why it worked. Because if somebody's pushing you, there's always that resistance, right? You stop. Because people are used to doing things the way they are used to doing them. And what is amazing is how many, ask this question of yourself, or maybe even, are you this person, or do you know somebody who's like this? All right, everybody ready for me to launch off onto somebody who's comparing his or her life to someone who's successful? And I mean successful in an amalgamated way. I'm holding up my fingers that things fit together. People, there's no such thing as perfection, I don't think, except that we are all perfect and what's going on is perfect. It just doesn't seem like it's perfect because we have a different definition of what the word perfect means. And so in engaging or guiding where it is that we go in the next step of our journey, sometimes people think change, because we remember Friday we talked a lot about change and how people are so resistant to it. And the thing that happens is, yeah, I've got to change what I do. But if you continue to do things the same way you've always done them, what do you think is going to change? If you think about stuff the same way you always have, you get into, how did it get, let me see here, I had a very interesting.
Why do you keep getting up and walking away? What are you doing there?
I'm leaning, I have a reference, I'm making a reference.
Okay.
All right. So.
Make it into the microphone.
I wrote this. This is a story about Disneyland. You know Space Mountain?
Yes.
We all know Space Mountain, right?
Been there many times.
You're flying through space in the dark.
Yeah. It's
and you can't
thing.
See where you're going. And people are screaming all around you. And then you come out on the other side and you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Kind of like being born, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same thing as coming through the womb, except you don't really. It's subconscious. It is not conscious.
Right.
But yes. And so much of what we go on, if you believe some of the more New Agey shrinks, Richie, is all about the trauma that goes through. You deal with things in your life based on the trauma that you feel or don't feel in coming through the womb. If you get a C-section, for example, you will look at things differently, and you will not do well under stresses, or you won't take the same stress as well as if you were down, pushed out the birth canal.
That's a reasonable thought.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. My God.
Fly with that.
Right, Jennifer, write that down.
I know. Yeah. I know.
A reasonable thought.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could see the thought process.
So there. For those of you who are frustrated because things are not happening, I mean, we all are frustrated. Look at the budget project, the taxes, the company, the economy, blah, 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 blah. It's a mess. Now, bring it back to you and your home and your life. You oftentimes feel that you're hanging on by a thread, and your world is sort of crashing down around you, but your beliefs have not served you in the past, but you cling to those. Yeah, you don't change. You want to change, but you don't change. You think doing things the same way over and over and over again is going to have a different result. It is not. And those of you who think life is miserable, maybe you ought to look at those people around you who really are miserable. You know, and there are certainly people around you who are more miserable than you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, think about it.
And it's all state of mind.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's absolutely all state of mind. Yeah. But you know who my son is teaching me so much about this? He's so enthused. I have not seen my son enthused like this since he got Charlotte 11 years ago.
Enthused like what?
Enthused about life. Enthused about what he's doing with his life.
You mean wanting to become a drug rehab counselor?
Right, yeah. He's seeing these people that he thinks he definitely can help. And knowing how...
Not just an easy way to score chicks.
I don't know that that's his motivation here. He has that motivation in other things in his life, but I'm not sure.
I was going to say, but that would be kind of shady.
Yeah, that would be shady. He's not that kind of guy.
No,
so.
That's not the way this works. But he's very causal. My son has always been a fixer. He's very interested in causes. There are things in his life that he really cares about. He cares about his mother. He cares about sports. And I can see him caring about this. He really is into this. And one of the things that happens is you realize that people that get into drugs get there because they don't see a way out of... Well, I mean, sometimes people say, they try recreational stuff. But if you look at the statistics, a lot of people, tons of people, use coke. And they drink alcohol, and they do other addictive stuff with the exception of tobacco. Yeah, but they don't get hooked on it. The vast majority of people who use all these drugs do not get hooked.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider the actual number of people who have tried cocaine or who have tried marijuana or who have tried, you name it, alcohol, they don't. I mean, Richie's not an alcoholic. He likes alcohol and has done it too much in his life, and he'll admit that to you.
Sure.
But he's not an alcoholic. My mother...
Well, there's a lot of people who disagree with you and say that I am.
I don't see it. No, I don't think you are.
No.
I mean, I've been around. Listen, there are some things you can trust from my experience.
Some people think that anybody who drinks and drinks to the point to where they feel good is an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So, no. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's not...
Three, four beers, you're not an alcoholic. go ahead.
Anyway, what I'm saying is the essence of change is I so want people to come out of the dark and get into the light, but I can't be the. I mean, I say this. I'm personifying it, but you, the same way, you and your spouse, for example, your spouse, one of the people in the team is caught someplace because he or she had a job and they lost it. So they got a job, they were making $20 an hour, and now they make $14. Or you made $100,000 a year, now you make $45,000. That's a way to whack somebody's self-esteem right down to the core.
I know some people in the real estate business have gone through that, right?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, this is the... But yet you... you keep trying to sell real estate. It isn't working.
Yeah.
So you got to come up with something else.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, that's where being creative and comfortable in your own skin comes. And I know it's not easy. By God, it's not easy. That's why, you know, these guys like we have Michael McMaster who's around. And he has some CDs that people are responding to. I think the last time he was here on Friday, he told me that about 40 people went to his website. As lousy as it is, and I say that lovingly, I'm trying to get him to, Richie noticed it more than I did, but you know what, people are they're looking for answers, want some help, yeah, and they want to get out of where they are, and you know what, that what also speaks to that, I found this e-food stuff that we've been talking about the last few days, and this is something that I really feel, sometimes again, you get into something and you feel really good about it. Sometimes you start a relationship if you're really good about it.
You have me into this because I don't have an earthquake kit. And so this has really turned me on to getting some of this.
I mean, it's great for that. But even besides the earthquake kit, you know, having instant food that you can keep in your pantry for months and then go, oh, you know what? I'm hungry. I don't feel like, you know, here, let me just throw this in.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's extraordinary. And so we want you to find out about
it.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what you can use this stuff for, earthquakes or tsunami. I mean, what?
Tsunami.
Whatever you think.
I feel like a granola bar.
That damn 2012 movie has played so many times. And over the weekend, I was up in the middle of the night on Saturday. For whatever reason, I couldn't sleep, so I was awake for a little while. And I turned it on. And that thing, every time I see it, I see the same part of it, the end where they are on these ships and everything gets washed away and they survive. And you know, I think about that and is that what's going to happen? No, I don't think that's going to happen. My mind wouldn't let me go there. But I think there are times we've seen it along the Mississippi River this year. I think you've seen it in any number of places, not only here in our country, but around the world. And this stuff is really an answer to that problem developed by the space program. These foods, as Richie just suggested, could last for 20, 25 years. And you just have to add a little water to them. And not only are they inexpensive, like 60 cents a serving, not only are they organic, not only are they tasty, but they're free. You can get free food by going to DougStephan.com. And there's two places where Richie has put the button. One of them in the box where you see a lot of advertiser support. Right-hand side of the homepage where you get the salon pause patch and that sort of thing. But if you go to the friends section at DougStephan.com, I list all of my friends that are there. And these people are my new friends, my new best friends. A way for you to find out what this is all about, see maybe if it's cool, and see what for free the stuff takes. Oh, did I say for free? See how you can get the food free at DougStephan.com. All right? That's the deal. Check it out, eFoods. It's 21 past the hour. You're listening to the Monday, August 1st, Doug Stephan Good Day program.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Transformational stuff. Really transformational stuff. MTV.
Uh-oh.
Made its debut on this date in 1981. 20
wow.
plus 10 is 30 years ago.
I was a junior in high school. Bam, right between the eyes, it hit me.
All right, so what's the name of this group? 800-510-825. Radio. It's Killed by Video. That's the name of the song. Video killed
the radio
by
star.
Radio star. The radio star. What's the name of the group? This is for the MTV generation. 800-510-8255. 2020
what
television
is the
series.
Significance of this song with regard to MTV?
Right. Kind of the theme, in essence.
Well, it plays a very important role.
It didn't
role.
Happen, yeah. But the prediction was that it would happen.
It couldn't have happened without it.
Yeah. Only a.
But this song played a role in MTV. What,
right.
What role was that?
So if you are from the 18 to 24 year old generation at that time, Richie, how old were you again?
I would have been 16.
All right, so you're perfect. Almost perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
The 18 year olds. Well, Jennifer, how old were you when you first watched MTV, though?
Oh, when I first watched MTV? I don't know. I was a teeny bopper, and they had shows like Julie Brown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do stuff. And
right.
Not the downtown Julie Brown, the other Julie Brown.
Oh, downtown Julie Brown.
Okay.
See, when I started watching MTV back in my day,
back
in my day, they didn't have television shows on MTV. They just played music.
I know, they just
played
videos.
Dang it.
Headbangers Ball, remember that?
Yeah,
800-510-8255. The name of this group. Now, for extra credit, name one of the five original VJs.
Ooh, that's a good one.
One of the five original
MTV
VJs.
Most of them are on that other weird satellite service that people have in their cars.
Yep.
Serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Serious,
yeah.
I am.
You am.
Why, yes.
800-510-8255. Video killed the radio star. This is something, again, I said transformational. They had music videos of rock and rap and R&B, heavy metal. It does more than play. Do they have? Is there an MTV channel that just does video still?
Yes, MTV2, I believe.
How many MTV channels are there?
There are a lot of them.
But you can see all kinds of stuff that's aimed at the age that they're trying to program to, game shows and dance shows and all that sort of thing. That's part
of
what
MTV is. There's never any music
today.
Videos on MTV. It's always Jersey Shore,
right.
America's Next
really?
Dance
right.
Crew,
yeah,
Real
it's
World.
Reality,
yeah.
It's reality TV for teenagers.
Mm-hmm. 2 years later, 2 days before the Berlin Wall came down, MTV went on the air in East Berlin. And then they went to Asia in September of 91. And they are MTV Latino since 1993. Wow. You talk about jillions. They're in zillions, jillions, millions, billions of households around the world, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get your MTV?
I want my MTV. Remember that?
Good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wes is in Appomattox, Virginia. Wes, it's a pleasure to have you on the air. Please speak.
Yeah, I believe the name of the band is The Bubble.
Is that how you pronounce it?
The Buggles. Yeah,
I always they used to tease me. Well, I used to call them the Bugles.
Yeah, you would, because right. That's how they're spelled.
Right. Yeah, that's how I'm sorry. Yeah, but it Buggles.
It's them. It's not you.
All right. So, Wes, can you name one of the original MTV VJs?
You know, if you'd ask, no.
No, it's all right. You got a prize anyway. We'll send you some of this e-food. Hold on a second. Let me see. Hey, Gary, can you name one of the original VJs?
Martha Quinn.
Martha Quinn. Good. Give him
correct.
A prize. That's one of the five. Everybody else, hold on. We'll talk about the VJs when we continue along. Here's 28 After on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Missouri recently banned student-teacher Facebook friendships under a law preventing students from having social relationships with their teachers. The law specifically prevents exclusive access to students, which bans using Facebook for things like private study groups. Some teachers believe the ban will prevent students who wouldn't otherwise seek their counsel from reaching out. In other news, a group of five telecom companies have proposed a plan to the FCC that could bring broadband internet to almost every American within 5 years. The proposal would overhaul how subsidies are handed out and prevent multiple companies from collecting money where there is no actual service being provided. And finally, AT&T recently announced that heavy users of its unlimited mobile data plan would see their speeds throttled starting October 1st. This won't affect the average user, but AT&T is using it as another example of why its T-Mobile buyout should be approved.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Looking for Everybody Loves Raymond in primetime?
Damn straight.
Then go to TV Land for back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond every night at 9, 8 Central.
What are you talking about?
It's simple. TV Land is cable TV's exclusive primetime home of Everybody Loves Raymond. So tune in to TV Land every night after dinner.
Dendo, what are you having?
We're having a big bowl of Get Out of My House, old man.
Laugh more tonight and every night with back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. Every night at 9, 8 Central. Only on TV Land.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home and my life, the discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Building on the work that you do every day, every hour, every minute, every second of your life will lead you to be great. Remember Tony the Tiger? How many people remember? It's great. That would be the reverb, Richie. If we get the reverb, it would be, it's great.
You got that?
I got that.
Got
it. Okay. So we're going to reach upward today a notch. Going to work well, going to work carefully today. We're going to do...
Yeah. Oh, Tony.
Yeah, hey, Tony. Good work done a bit by bit, brick by brick. We're building a cold room in the barn to put the cheese as it ages. We're going to make cheese from our raw milk. And the lady who's going to do it has been watching as we put all the bricks in the cold room. It's a really interesting experiment to go through. Had the, all the we're building like a big refrigerator.
Right.
So it's all block. And we had to separate the block by an inch so that we could run a tube between each of the cylinder. We were either going to do concrete and put this stuff in or do bricks. But the bricks, the block, much easier to do. So it's all been cemented in now, and we have this plastic sort of cooling tubes that are being laid between every brick. It's 10 feet tall, and the room is about 14 feet wide, about 24 feet long. And it'll be set at a temperature that will not deviate from 54, 55 degrees all year long.
It's perfect. You should have a wine cellar in there, too.
Well, you know what? I do want to have you come out. I told you this. I'm not
kidding. Great idea.
We get in. We could probably use this room for other things other than just curing cheese.
I'll tell you what, Dougie. Yeah. In September, I'm supposed to go to Rhode Island, and I will come out and spend the night at the farm.
Spend the night here, yep.
Yeah, and we can go on a little tour and see what you have going on.
Well, you can help me. Yeah, that's the idea. But see now how this is the idea of coagulating responsibility and expertise. Jennifer is very smart. She and her dad have not only become great broadcasters, but they become experts, really, in wine.
Yeah.
And so
it's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And Jennifer is this person. Jennifer fills the wine bottle with an eyedropper.
Drop by drop.
But she empties it a whole lot faster than
that's
that.
That's right. I actually, not to get off point, but I have to tell you guys some really exciting, fun news.
Yeah?
So the day job and one of the group of stations that carry this show is CRN, the company that my dad owns that I work for.
Yes.
And we're making our own wine. We just made the big announcement today.
Cool.
And we're having people help us name the wine.
Right.
So
Deadly.
It's going to be, we could name it that. It's going to be Cabernet, Merlot, yeah. Petit Verdot, Bordeaux blend.
Yeah.
Totally going to share it with you guys because it's going to be yummy.
I want
to
help make it. If you're going to name it after me, you got to have it sweet.
I know. But right. How fun is it that I get to use beakers and stuff to mix my wine?
Yeah. It's like a college or high school chemistry experiment. Perhaps gone. She's gone mad. She's gone wild.
I may not have eyebrows at the end of this.
Yeah. We're celebrating the first day 30 years ago of MTV, a few thousand people on a single cable system in northern New Jersey. That's where this all started, on the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the screen would go black. Somebody at MTV put the tapes literally into a VCR. That's how this – I remember going to that studio once, and I looked around. This is like being at home.
Mm-hmm.
They had VCR.
Yep.
So
screen
funny,
went black
it?
When they changed the tapes.
Yeah, right. They just take it out. They had one. So they take it out, put the other one in.
And think about it. Really, not that long ago. I mean, 30 years, a good chunk of time. But think about how technology's changed. And just very strange.
Right. Okay, so what we're talking about, we had the first song, Video Killed the Radio Star, by the Buggles, the Bugles, however you pronounce it. And I've asked you to identify some of the MTV jocks that were on the first day. Martha Quinn was one of them, and I think she's over at Sirius now. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's
what she's doing. Okay. So name another one of the original ones. 800, there are four or five others. 800-510-8255 in the next couple of minutes. We'll give you some of our free e-food as a prize. MTV and the generation that understands how to see the world through the eyes of the people who are trying to produce things for people that just gotten out of college for the most part. That's really so. I'm looking at some of the other songs. The videos played by MTV the first day, Pat Benatar and You Better Run, Rod Stewart, She Won't Dance. This is Benatar, right?
Benatar, yeah.
Yeah. This was the second video.
Oh my God!
Played on MTV.
I remember this video.
Yeah. But didn't it really change the way stuff was sold too?
Absolutely.
MTV changed,
without a doubt.
Right. Yeah. Let's see who else. The Who. You better. You bet. A lot of yous here. Let's see here. Cliff Richard, We Don't Talk Anymore.
Oh, my God.
Look at Rich.
Oh, I just had almost passed out from that flashback.
800-510-8255. David in Pennsylvania. How are you doing, David?
Super fantastic.
Super fantastic.
I like it.
All right.
Super fantastic.
How old were you 30 years ago?
I was 19.
All right. So you're the perfect age.
Mm-hmm.
You remember another one?
I just got out of high school.
Yeah. Okay. So who was another one of the disc jockeys for MTV?
J.J. Jackson.
J.J. Jackson was one of the original ones. Yes. Yep. There were three women and three men.
He's dead now.
J.J. Jackson's dead?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Let's see here.
Everybody know?
It was a while ago. It's been a few years since he's been gone.
Heart attack. Died on March 17, 2004, driving home after dinner with a friend.
Really? David, what do you
He was
think,
62.
What was the impact? Tell me how all of this impacted you. What did MTV mean? And what do you remember about seeing it for the first time?
Well, I'm a musician.
Are you?
And
a singer?
I don't know. It was just kind of neat to see a new format.
Yeah.
That's what it was, because I think MTV came along because everybody was watching TV with the radio on.
Yeah.
That's how MTV came to be.
Yeah. Well, that was the song.
Everybody was watching TV with the radio on, and then they just figured, well, we'll just have, you know, videos for the music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And it worked wonderfully well as a tool for selling more product. All right, David, hold on a second. We'll send you some e-food. 800-510-8255. Roberta not here today. Back tomorrow. So the dumpster dive. Richie does have a quickie.
I do.
Dumpster dive. Let me see if we can get a couple of more of these VJs identified. Here's Chuck down in Cape Canaveral. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, how about you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So waiting on this impending hurricane we're supposed to be getting this weekend.
You know what? If it does come through, you need to get some e-food. So go online to DougStefan.com and go to my friend section, get some e-food so you'll have it for the weekend, all right?
Sounds good.
Actually, if you have come up with a good name, I'll send you some e-food courtesy of us. All right.
I'm hoping I'm right here, but I want to say Nina Blackman. She was the one with the big blonde hair.
Nina Blackwood.
Blackwood. Yeah. Close enough.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Nina Blackwood.
Good job.
Close enough. You got it. What was there about her that attracted you? Her hair?
That hair.
Yeah. It was a big, bushy, you know, 80s hairband type hair going on. You know, the whole Def Leppard look. The caked on black eye makeup.
Yeah.
Something about the raspy voice, too.
Really?
Yeah.
It comes from smoking pot. I don't know if it did then, but it does now. Right.
And she's doing an 80s at 8 on Sirius as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Chuck, how old were you when this all began?
Oh, my gosh. I'm 39 now. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
So you were 9 years old when this first started.
9 years old, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Bye-bye, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Just the way you said that. All right. You're a good man. Hold on, Chuck. And we'll send you some of our free e-food, a pact with the devil. That's what the radio people. I remember, let's see, where was I? 1981. I was on the radio in Framingham, and I was doing talk in the morning. And it was, it didn't mean, the audience who was listening to me had nothing in common with the audience that was listening to this. So I don't even know. I remember talking about it. But I don't think anybody
ever play this on your radio show, Doug?
And my friends are going to try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like
yes.
to say hello.
Yep.
I'm to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow.
You play the instrumental version of it here. All right, so who is this?
Yeah. Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. This is when rapping was, we could still play it everywhere.
First known rap song, really. And then the other thing, on that first day that, the Buggles brought MTV on.
Yeah.
This was the last song they played as the credits rolled that night when they went off the air.
Nick Lowe.
Nope.
Yeah, I thought Nick Lowe was the last thing.
Led Zeppelin. That was the last song.
Ah.
This is as they played as the credits rolled out, Carousel Ombra.
Really? There you go. But there's an interesting mix of chart busters and stuff that wasn't on the charts then, but that, sort of came along because of this. The video sold the audio, in a sense.
Yes.
And I'm looking at some of these people that I didn't know, Split Enz, for example. I never heard of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I did?
I'm sure you did. Yeah, hold on a second.
The Pretenders, Todd Rundgren, REO Speedwagon, Styx, April Wine, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you know April Wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Iron Maiden, REO Speedwagon, Pretenders, The Cars, Phil Collins, Robert Palmer.
Here's your Split Enz.
Oh, okay.
I got you, that's all I want.
Stevie Nicks. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I got you.
All right, I got this.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is great stuff. Here, let me speed it up for you, Jennifer.
But that's no problem.
Fleetwood Mac, Michael Stanley Band, Blondie.
No.
Really?
No. Although the beginning sounds like something that Eminem samples in one of his songs.
Nah, trust me.
Hi, we are celebrating the beginning of the MTV generation and how significant. What an impact.
Fun.
Yeah.
I like
16
that.
Before the hour. Richie's got a quick team of Freak.
I got a King of Cheap coming up.
King of Cheap. And then we have some news. If you go to DougStefan.com, you'll see a story about what's happening next season with Hawaii 5-0. Jennifer will have that story in a moment, too, as well on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
She's the queen of chicken.
All right, Tony Hamrick.
It's Friday night. I was stupid enough to let my son bring our iPad out to dinner with us so that he and his buddy could play Galaga, his new app that he just downloaded. And wouldn't you know, he dropped it, and it shattered.
No.
Crack right down the middle of the screen. The corner of it was, the glass was all busted. None of the glass came out, but just all busted up. So I'm thinking, oh, God.
Oh, no.
So I look at a couple
life.
Of...
You love this thing.
You know. So I'm thinking, okay, what do I do? So I find a website that says they'll replace the glass for $150. I go the next day, and the Apple person says, you know, usually the deal is we give you a refurbished one, and it's usually half the cost of whatever you spent for the new one. So mine was the $500 one, so it'd be $250. She says, but bring it by and we'll take a look and see what we can do. So I bring it in the next day. Guy looks at it, talks to me for about 2 minutes. And for some reason, I don't know why, he says, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a new one.
Really?
And he goes and gets a refurbished one from the back of the store, brings it out to me, and I'm on my way. And I asked him, I said, let me ask you something. What about talking to me and in this situation deemed me being able to get one for free? And he said, it's totally up to the advisor, me.
Really?
Whether I can give you one for free or make you pay for it. Huh. And he says, and what we do is we just kind of measure up the situation. What kind of customer is it? How much product do I think that they'll be buying?
So
what,
he smelled your breath and he likes beer too, is that it?
Pretty much. And pretty much said, I'm going to give you one. So the bottom line is, if you break your iPad and you take it in and they won't give you a free one,
don't
say,
be
you know
a
what?
Jerk.
Let me come back tomorrow and think about it. Go back and see if
you
can get somebody
for
else.
A new guy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There you go. All right. So there's
Bring
your Richie's freebie. Meanwhile, over on the television side of things, big names.
Just keeps racking them up, doesn't don't they? Right.
Check
it's a
this
good show. I like it.
Story out at DougStefan.com. All right. Please explain Ms. Horn.
Ms. Horn. Terry O'Quinn from Lost is joining the cast of Hawaii 5-0.
That's awesome.
Not permanently. I believe it's like an 8-episode deal at this point, but who knows? Maybe he'll
otherwise,
stick around.
If they didn't get him on the show, he'd be lost. Get it?
Get it?
You're funny.
I mean,
hey, you
funny
want a
man.
Little.
All right, who else,
little...
though? Wait a minute. Don't go away from this. There are other people coming on.
Oh, go ahead.
William Baldwin
mm-hmm.
and Tom Sizemore. Are involved in the
really?
Second season. I don't think I ever saw Alex O'Loughlin before in my life, and now every time I turn on the television, there's a movie playing with him in it. He's been around for quite a bit.
I'm not sure I remember which one he is.
He's the lead guy. He's
okay.
Yeah, no, he's McGarrett.
McGarrett.
And he plays McGarrett. And then, but I'll tell you, this kid, Scott Kahn, he's in Entourage, and he's very good in Entourage as well. He's coming into his own. And he looks very confident. I wonder if he got his father's kind of a cocky, confident sort. I wonder if he gets that from him. All right, so what else, Jen?
Okay, so a little more rumor action following around Two and a Half Men's big premiere.
Yeah.
We thought that maybe Charlie Sheen's character would be killed in a fiery crash. Now they're saying that they may do this old soap opera style where they have the new role of Charlie Harper will now be played by Ashton Kutcher, and they'll actually just have Ashton Kutcher playing Charlie Harper, saying that Charlie had reconstructive surgery, and he now looks like Ashton Kutcher.
That's stupid.
I know. I like the fiery crash better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go Dallas, it's been done.
Stupid. Okay. We discount that, but Hawaii Five-0 is good.
I don't make the
job.
News. I just report it.
Yeah, right. We report, you decide. 51 after.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
To what's going on in the world of public relations, people that you know about, people that you're talking about, how do they save themselves is a question I ask often of my next guest, or I don't know if he's a guest, he's a contributor, often a co-host on this program. Michael Levine runs the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles and is the publisher of the LBNE Alert. Check it out at lbnealert.com. News of the day, information, lots of things that are covered all together in one place. Very cool stuff. A lot of time this week before the cameras and radio microphones talking about Amy Winehouse and what that is, I mean, I don't know. What do you say, though, Michael? She's gone and she ruined her own life and sad. A lot of interesting and good music that now is being played in some people's ears for the first time.
Yeah, I think one thing, you know, most people aren't as familiar with pop music as some music experts. But I think that Amy Winehouse will go down as one of the great tragedies. I mean, she was such a brilliant artist. Because her personal life was such a wreck, it kind of overwhelmed her musical artistry. She was a brilliant, brilliant artist,
mm-hmm.
and had a spectacular career ahead of her had she remained alive. So it's a tragedy. This is age of 27. So many people in the pop music industry have died.
Yep.
At that age. So it's a terrible tragedy. It's a cautionary tale. You cannot, gravity works whether you believe in it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, I don't believe in gravity, and it still works. So it's a tragedy and a cautionary tale.
All right. So how do we, there are a lot of people who have been trying to compare her to Janis Joplin, who died at the age of 27. There are a lot of entertainers, interestingly enough, who have died at the age of 27. But then I heard somebody the other day talking about Casey Anthony and her being a tragic figure along with Amy Winehouse. I don't know that I could.
I don't understand that.
A stretch to me, right. But you've done a lot of commenting on Casey Anthony and the fact that she's now being offered apparently $1 million for the first interview, which no doubt she'll take, but probably do it in some place where nobody can find her, right?
Right.
What would you? I mean, what do you tell the people that are doing, trying to find her and spend $1 million? Is it worth $1 million to get her on television for the first time?
Well, in terms of establishing ratings and a brand for some controversial media outlet, it sure is. I mean, if you own a tabloid or an international media brand and you want to establish it in a controversial way, my goodness, you're going to get endless attention if you do such a controversial thing. So
yeah.
I predicted, you know, when she was released that there would be people who would offer. It's just impossible not to believe that people will offer vast sums of money.
Hmm. All right, the final person in our focus is David Wu. And another, I mean, what do you say? I was laughing earlier talking about Wu and Wiener or Wiener and Wu as a law firm. Is this just silly and not worth any time? This guy's worse off than Wiener, yes or no?
Well, I don't know if the word silly comes to mind. It's you know, outrageous for a grown man in this culture to believe, a bright grown man, that there is any privacy, that you can do this and get away with it. The world is bereft of any privacy today. Every single human being has a cell phone, and that has a camera and the web and all this. So the idea that you can do something reckless and get away with it is just not any longer viable in the culture in which we live. And the fact that a bright 12-year-old should be able to figure that out.
Yeah. We have a minute for the continuing saga of the News Corporation, the Murdoch family.
Yep.
What is there that comes out of this that people might learn other than the obvious?
Well, that when you have a vast empire of anything, when you have a lot of things you're doing in your life, it's inevitable that something, you will not pay attention to something. You know, Mr. Murdoch's whole rationale is, look, I have a vast empire. I've got 53,000 people working for me. I can't manage every one of them.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. Of course you can't manage 53,000 of anything, but you are responsible for
right.
them. It's a complicated piece of business, like life. Life is a complicated piece of business.
I've heard that. Michael Levine, though, sort of simplifies some of the things that are going on. We're always interested in his thoughts about what's going on in the lives of these people, what the ramifications are, what your interest level is, et cetera, et cetera. He edits the LBN Alert. Go there, lbnealert.com. Michael, as usual, you have helped us.
Thank you, sir.